Scripture reading. 今天知道的经文是在约拿书二章十节到四章一节。约拿书二章十节，耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。耶和华的话二次临到约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。”约拿便照耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微去。这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：“再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。”尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的都穿上麻衣。这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻衣，坐在灰中。他又使人骗告尼尼微通臣说：“王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜，牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。人与牲畜都当披上麻衣。人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。”于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降给他们了。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，而且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。”耶和华说：“现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华说：“你这样发怒合乎理吗？”这是今天正道的经文。
Connie, let's continue to show the rest of the scripture, please. You have one more screen to go.
还有一个 PowerPoint。
Thank you, Connie.
谢谢。
Let's bow and pray.
那我们先低头祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your mercy to us.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你对给我们的怜悯。
And we thank you that you have given us your word.
我们谢谢你赐下你的话语。
We ask that we would hear your word and apply it to our own lives today.
我们今天求你，我们能够听你的话语，把它用到我们生命的日常生活上。
And we ask that you would strengthen us to share your word.
我们希望你赐给我们力量，让我们把你话语能够分享出去。
And I ask your help in that right now.
我们求你，我求你现在就来帮助我们。
In Jesus' name，
我们将祷告奉你的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning again.
再一次，大家早。
And I want to thank the many people who've helped in the service this morning.
那我谢谢今天早上很多弟兄姐妹他们的帮忙。
And sometimes we forget that there's people at the back who are making this all possible for us.
那有时我们忘记了在我们背后还有很多弟兄姐妹他们帮忙。
So thank you to Connie and Raymond.
谢谢 Connie 和 Raymond.
And to Quan for playing the organ.
还有 Quan 在楼上帮我们弹弹我们的 organ。
Today we have a very interesting story from the book of Jonah.
那今天我们一个在圣经里面有很特别的一个故事。
But before we get to that, let's just review where we've been the past few weeks.
那在我们开始进行之前呢，我们来回想一下过去的几个星期。
We have been looking at periods of 40 days in the Bible.
我们在过去这几个星期里在看圣经里面关于四十天的叙述。
There are many examples.40 seems to be a special number whenever God is preparing his people for something important.
好像40是当神要准备一个他的人百姓去完成一件事情的时候40是一个很特别重要的数字。
So first of all, we saw that there were 40 days of rain when through the flood, God gave all of creation a new start.
那第一个是在40天的时候40天的降雨好像有在洪水过后神给一个新天新地。
Then we saw that Moses went up to Mount Sinai and fasted for 40 days before God gave Israel the Ten Commandments.
那第二次看到我们看到摩西他上了西乃山在那边禁食40昼夜那在那边他颁布了十个诫命神赐给他十个诫命。
We also saw that after 40 days of Goliath's taunting, young David took up the challenge with only the name of the Lord to defend him.
那我们也看到说经过四十天哥利亚这个巨人他对大卫的一个挑衅那四十天之后大卫他就凭着神来征服了他。
And last week, we saw how Elijah fled for 40 days until he heard God, who spoke to him in a gentle whisper.
那上个星期我们看到以利亚他逃离神离开神四十天直到他听到神在耳边用微小的声音对他说话。
Today we come to the familiar story of Jonah.
今天我们来到一个很熟悉的故事，就约拿的故事。
Perhaps there is no Bible story more often told and more often illustrated in children's storybooks than Jonah and the whale.
那应该约拿跟鲸鱼的故事是在我们所有的故事里面，圣经故事里面最常被叙述的，也是在儿童的故事书里面最常被用来引用的。
I can still visualize very clearly in my mind the Jonah books that we read to our children.
那我还可以想象得到说我们对我们孩子读了约拿跟大鲸鱼的故事的样子。
I mean, how can you forget the image of someone being vomited out of a whale?
你怎么可以忘记有一个人被鲸鱼吐出来呢？
Actually, we don't know if it was a whale or a big fish.
其实我们不知道说是不是鲸鱼还是个大鱼。
Because the ancient Hebrew language didn't differentiate between the two.
因为古希腊的文字里面并没有把鲸鱼跟鱼这两个字分开。
But we're not going to focus on that part of the story anyway.
但是我们今天不会把专注的故事在这个地方。
We are going to move on to the part of the story that is not always told.
我们今天要继续讲的一个地方是我们在故事里面常常没有常不常有人提到的事情。
What happens to Nineveh?
到底尼尼微发生什么事情了呢？
And what happens to Jonah when he gets to Nineveh?
那约拿到底发生了什么事情呢？当他到了尼尼微城的时候。
So we see in today's passage that Jonah is vomited out of the whale.
那我们看到今天经文的故事经文里面呢，约拿被从鲸鱼的嘴巴吐出来。
Wouldn't you have liked to have seen that?
你不会想看到吗？
I would like to know how high Jonah flew.
我想看看约拿到底飞了多高。
How hard did he hit the ground?
他在摔在地上多重？
Or did the shallow water break his fall?
或是那地上的水让他的着落呢比较不会那么痛？
Now I grew up beside a lake, and I did a lot of water sports when I was young.
那牧师呢？他是在湖边长大了，说他进行很多的水上运动。
But none of them compare to Jonah's water sports here.
但是没有一件事情可以跟约拿他的这个特技的表相比。
I also wonder what it smelled like inside the fish.
我也很好奇说它闻起来是怎么样的味道呢？
I mean, fish always are smelly.
因为鱼是很鱼腥味的。
Can you imagine in being inside one?
你可以想象你在鱼肚子里面是怎样吗？
And so then I wonder, did Jonah stink after he got vomited out?
所以我就很好奇说约拿他被鱼吐出来以后他身上是不是充满了鱼腥味呢？
And did he still stink when he got to Nineveh?
他到尼尼微城的时候他身上还充满了鱼腥味吗？
Maybe that's why the Ninevites listened to him.
Maybe, 或许是因为这样说，尼尼微城人听他的话。
But I'm afraid we cannot answer these questions.
但是我想我们今天不没有办法回答这个问题。
But one thing we'll see today.
但是我们今天会看到一件事情。
Jonah's attitude soon became the foulest smelling thing in Nineveh.
那约拿他的态度呢，很快变成尼尼微城里面最恶臭的一个味道。
Things seem to start well in chapter 3.
那事情我们在第三章看到了，开始看到事情开始了。
Sorry, God commands Jonah, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you.
神对约拿说，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
This is what God first asked Jonah to do at the very beginning of the book.
这是在圣经里面约拿书里面，神一开始叫约拿去做的事。
So God is giving Jonah a second chance.
神给约拿第二个机会。
And after God sent a fish to save Jonah from drowning, Jonah's attitude seems to have improved.
那在神他派遣了金鱼，然后来拯救了约拿之后，约拿他的态度好像改善了。
This time he doesn't run off towards Tarshish, the opposite direction.
那这次呢，他没有往他失去，他是一个另外一个方相反方向的一个程序。
Instead, he obeys God.
他顺服了神。
He goes to Nineveh.
他来到了尼尼微城。
And proclaims God's message to them.
那他向他们尼尼微城的人宣告神的消息。
40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
再等40天，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
How would you like to hear that?
你想要听到这样的话，你会感觉怎么样呢？
40 more days and Vancouver will be destroyed.
在40天。我们温哥华城就被倾覆了。
We all know that we're wondering when the next big earthquake is going to strike.
我们知道我们在等着说下一个很大的一个地震是什么时候呢？
If I told you it was going to happen in 40 days, how would you feel?
我如果跟你讲说在40天就会发生，你会怎么样呢？
Fortunately, I'm not a prophet.
很幸好牧师他不是先知。
But Nineveh was told they had 40 days left.
但是尼尼微城的人被告知说他们只有四十天。
So here's another example of a 40-day period in the Bible.
所以这就是另外一个在圣经里面看到一个四十天的一个例子。
What is the significance of the 40 days here?
那在这里的四十天有什么特别重大的意义吗？
Are these 40 days for preparation?
这四十天是当你准备的吗？
Are these 40 days for punishment?
这四十天是个惩罚吗？
Are these 40 days for prayer?
这四十天是让你祷告的吗？
Are these 40 days for testing?
这四十天是让你经过测试的吗？
I want to suggest to you that more than anything, for Nineveh, these 40 days are a sign of God's mercy.
那我想告诉你说，其实在四十天对尼尼微城是一个神给他们的一个符号，是一个他怜悯的一个符号。
God could have given them only 1 week.
神可以给他们一个星期。
Or only 1 day to repent.
或是有一天让他们能够悔改。
Or he could have annihilated them immediately.
或是他可以马上把他们忏悔，把他们灭毁。
He could have destroyed them as suddenly as he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
他可以像他毁灭索多玛和索多玛和哥摩拉一样来毁灭他们。
I really appreciate that Lulu not only translates into Mandarin, she translates into sign language. You notice? I should push this down. It's more effective when you can see the hand motions.
That's okay.
Especially when I'm like this.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. Where were we? So God instead of destroying them immediately, he gives them 40 days to repent.
那与其把他们当下马上的毁灭掉，神给他们40天可以悔改。
Yes, it is their last chance.
这是他们最后的一个机会。
But it is also a valuable opportunity.
而这也是一个非常珍贵宝贝的一个机会。
And if they take this opportunity, they will find out that God is quick to show mercy.
如果他们能够珍惜这个机会的话，他们很快就看到说，其实神是充满怜悯的一个神。
These 40 days are all about God's mercy.
这四十天是关于神的一个怜悯。
And these 40 days are also about God's mercy to Jonah.
那这四十天也是关于神对约拿的一个怜悯。
Because God is merciful, He has given Jonah a second chance.
因为神是充满怜悯的神，所以他给约拿这第二次的机会。
Jonah has an opportunity to show that he's learned his lesson.
那约拿有一个机会可以向人们展现说他已经学会了他的教训。
These 40 days are an opportunity for Jonah, who has received mercy, now to show it.
那这四十天是给约拿一个机会，让他展现说他已经从神那边收到了一个恩惠，他可以把这个经验分享给人。
I'm sure that Jonah could have preached the best sermon ever about God's mercy.
那我相信在这个怜悯这个主题上，约拿可以是做一篇最好的一个讲道。
We see later that Jonah perfectly describes God's character.
那我们在后面看到说，约拿他很棒的，也很完美的一展现的，讲出了神的一个特质。
In chapter 4, verse 2, Jonah says to God, "You are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity."
那在四章二节里面，他讲到说。你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Jonah was actually quoting Moses when he said that.
那当约拿讲这句话的时候，其实他引述的是摩西的话。
He knew the Old Testament well, and he could easily quote it.
他非常熟悉的旧约，他很容易就可以用旧约的话语。
And now he had experienced firsthand for himself God's grace, compassion, and love.
那现在他有第一手的经验，第一手的从那边神领受了他的怜悯和慈爱。
God had forgiven him.
神已经赦免了他。
And God had now given him a second chance.
神现在给他第二次的机会。
Can you imagine what a powerful testimony Jonah could share about his personal experience of God's mercy?
你可以想象神约拿可以多好多棒的他第一手经验分享神的怜悯吗？
What a story!
这是很棒的一个故事。
Maybe he even told it to the Ninevites.
或许他可以告诉尼尼微城的人。
I tried to run from God.
我试着逃离神。
But I ran straight into a storm.
但是我很快的就遇上撞进了一个暴风雨里面。
I deserved it.
我应该的。
I deserve to die.
我应该要死的。
But God showed me mercy.
但是神展现了他的怜悯。
And His mercy came in the most surprising form.
那神的怜悯是一个很特别的方式展现的。
In the form of a giant fish.
是一个用一个大鲸鱼的一个方式展现的。
That swallowed me.
那个鲸鱼它吞了我。
And saved me from drowning.
让我呢不会因为这样而溺毙。
There in the belly of a fish, I repented.
那我在鲸鱼的肚子里面，我后悔了。
And then my merciful God made the fish spit me out.
那在我那个后悔以后，神让那个鱼把我吐出来。
And that's why I'm standing here in Nineveh today.
所以那为什么我现在可以站在尼尼微城这里
？I can tell you about God's mercy because I have experienced it myself.
我可以跟你讲出神的怜悯，因为我自己经历了。
And if you repent,
如果你也悔改。
You will also be shown mercy.
你也会有神的恩怜悯。
You too can be saved.
你也可以被拯救。
What a testimony!
这是很棒的一个见证。
Jonah knew all about God's mercy.
约拿他深知神的一个怜悯恩典。
He had tasted it himself.
他自己已经尝过主恩的滋味。
So now he has 40 days to show it.
现在还有四十天可以展现这样的一个恩典。
These 40 days are an opportunity for Jonah to show that he really believes in God's mercy.
这四十天可以让约拿告诉尼尼微城人，他真的相信神的怜悯。
These 40 days are an opportunity to show that he has a changed heart.
那这四十天可以让他展现说他的心已经改变了。
40 days to walk in God's mercy.
四十天来展现神的怜悯。
40 days to share that mercy with people who desperately need it.
四天跟那些绝望需要神怜悯的人能够分享这个怜悯。
So how does Jonah do?
结果约拿怎么做呢？
Does Jonah show a change of heart?
约拿有展示出来说他的心变了吗？
Does he show that he appreciates God's mercy?
他有展现出他对神的怜悯，他很感谢吗？
Does he say, "Wow, God saved me"?
他又说，哇，神救了我。
God saved the worst prophet ever.
神救了那个最糟的先知。
And now he saved this wicked city too.
那你看，现在他也救了这个邪恶的一个城市。
Is Jonah amazed at God's mercy?
他要对神的一个怜悯，他觉得很惊讶吗
？No.
没有。
Jonah is fuming with anger at God.
约拿他充满了很愤怒，他对神充满了愤怒。
We read in the first verse of chapter 4 that when God relents and spares the people of Nineveh, quote, to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry.
那我们看到圣经里面四章第一节讲到说，当神发慈悲的时候，他赦免尼尼微城的人。对约拿来讲，这是非常错误的事情，他开始生气了。
Actually, the Hebrew words are stronger than our English words.
其实希伯来文呢是一个比较强烈的字，比起英文更强烈。
The word for wrong here can also mean evil or disaster.
那这边的字错误在希伯来文里面可能是一个邪恶或是一个灾难的意思。
Jonah feels that God has done an evil thing by pardoning the Ninevites.
那约拿觉得神做了一个非常的邪恶的事情，他赦免了尼尼微城的人。
It's like he's saying, God, you promised to send disaster on Nineveh, but you relented, and that is the real disaster.
好像约拿在跟神讲说，神啊，你说你要处罚尼尼微城的人，现在你后悔了，这才是大大的灾难。
The Hebrew word for angry here can also mean hot.
那在希伯来文的生气这个字呢，意思也是一个很热、很激动的意思。
Jonah was red hot with anger.
约拿他其实非常激动，充满了愤怒。
He was steaming.
他在冒烟。
He was fuming at God.
他对神充满了愤怒。
He was fuming because God had shown these wicked, ignorant, barbaric Ninevites the mercy that only good people deserve.
他对这很生气，是因为神对这个很邪恶的一个城市，这个自大的城市，这个野蛮的尼尼微城市，展现了他的怜悯。那这些怜悯是只有好人配得的。
Jonah's attitude stunk.
约拿他的态度是非常恶臭的。
Jonah wanted to set limits around God's mercy.
约拿想对神的怜悯设一个界限。
And of course, these limits were very convenient to himself.
当然，他这个界限对他自己是非常方便的。
These limits included himself and his own people.
这些限制呢，是包含了他自己和他的人们。
After all, they were God's chosen people.
那其实他们是神的选民。
The keepers of the law.
他们是所谓律法的人。
The ones who at least pretended to keep themselves clean.
起码他们会假装的能够让他们自己很洁净。
To avoid some of the filthy practices of the nations around them.
那他们不想要像别的他们那附近那些国家的人一样做一些不好的一些事情。
And if they didn't keep God's word perfectly, He would understand.
那如果说他们没有好好守律法的话 ，Well, 他们觉得神会知道。
Because He is a God of mercy.
因为他是充满怜悯的神。
But only to the right kind of people.
那可是怜悯只给好人。
That's what Jonah thought.
这是约拿觉得的。
And that's what religious people have always thought.
那这是很虔诚的人，他们常常想的。
And if I'm honest, that's sometimes how I think.
那如果我诚实的话，有时候我也这么觉得。
Yes, Jonah had a powerful experience of God's mercy.
是的，约拿他有一个非常有力的一个经验，经历神的怜悯。
He had tasted forgiveness.
他已经尝到了这个滋味。
But he quickly started to think that he deserved that mercy more than other people did.
但是他很快觉得说，他比其他人更值得这样的一个怜悯。
I know I can slip into this mentality.
我知道有时候我自己也会变，也是这样子。
Maybe we all can.
或许我们都是。
We have tasted of God's mercy.
我们尝过神的一个恩典。
We know we've messed up.
我知道有时候我们会做错事情，搞砸了。
And that we mess up every day.
每天都搞砸事情。
And yet God is patient with us.
但是神对我们非常有耐心。
Forgives us.
他原谅我们。
And gives us a second chance.
他给我们第二次机会。
And a third chance.
第三次。
And so on and so on.
一直给我们机会。
More opportunities to learn to live according to His mercy.
他给我们更多的机会能够照他的恩典来过活。
We start to feel better about ourselves.
我们开始对觉得自己很好。
And if we're not careful, a subtle but dangerous change can creep into our thinking.
那如果不小心的话，一个秘密小小的一些改变就会到我们脑海里面来。
We can start to think that somehow we deserve God's mercy and patience because in some way we're better than other people.
有时候我们会觉得说，我们配得神的一个怜悯，或者是他的配得怜悯，因为我们比其他人好。
Because at least we try.
因为起码我试了。
At least we go to church.
起码我上教会了。
At least we pray.
起码我祷告。
And we all have a slightly different list in our mind of what makes a good person.
那在我们脑海里面，我们都有一个小小的一个清单，怎么样才是一个好人？
When someone violates our list, we can easily think they don't deserve God's mercy.
那如果说有人他没有遵循这些律法、这些条规条的话，我们觉得说他不配得神的一个怜悯。
And then someone gets saved who until then has done none of those things on our list.
但是有一个人他没有做以上的一些事情，但是他被拯救了。
God forgives them and gives them a new start.
神原谅他们，给他再一个新的开始。
But they don't yet know how to live as God teaches.
他不知道怎么样照神的一个教导来过活。
Like the Ninevites, they don't know their left hand from their right.
就像尼尼微城的人，他们没有办法分别左右手。
And certainly they don't know our rules.
当然他们不懂得我们的法，我们的规定。
On the surface, we celebrate that our church has a new convert.
在我们表面上，我们庆祝我们教会里面有一个刚信主。
But somewhere deep inside, we are just watching to see how they don't measure up and when it will show.
但是在我们脑海里面，其实我们在看着他们什么时候会做错事情，什么时候他们能够看出来他们做事情没有符合我们的标准。
Can I ask you, who are you watching to see?When they will mess up.
我可以问你吗？你在看着谁？他什么时候会犯错呢？
We have all received mercy after mercy.
我们都是一次一次又接受神恩典的人。
But do we show the same to others?
我们是不是也用这样态度来面对其他的人呢？
The 40 days in Nineveh were about mercy.
那四十天给尼尼微城呢，是关都是都是关于怜悯。
The Ninevites took the opportunity.
尼尼微城的人，他们抓紧了这个机会。
Had a change of heart.
他们改变他们的心。
And received God's mercy.
他们接受了神的一个怜悯和恩典。
But Jonah, the prophet of God, during those same 40 days, forgot God's mercy.
但是约拿，他是神的先知，他在四十天里面，他忘记了神的恩典。
He hardened his heart.
他的心刚硬。
And became an enemy of a merciful God.
变成一个充满怜悯的神的一个敌人。
We are currently honoring 40 days of Lent.
我们现在正处于在一个四十天大斋期的时候。
40 days to prepare our hearts to remember the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
有四十天的时间，我们要来纪念，我们要想到神为我们的死。
It is the greatest event of all history.
这是在全世界历全人类历史里面是最伟大的一个事情。
For us, this period of 40 days is our opportunity.
对我们来讲，这四十天的大灾期是我们的一个机会。
An opportunity to discover God's mercy in an entirely new way.
那我们有四十天，我们可以来发现神的一个怜悯，用一个崭新、全新的方法。
We only have a week left.
我们还有一周。
Do you need to open up to God's mercy?
你是不是要开放对神的怜悯，开放你的心呢
？For yourself and to share that mercy with others.
为了你自己。或那些需要你被分享的那些人。
If we can't share it, we haven't found it.
如果你没办法分享的话，就是你还没有找到。
The 40 days of Lent are an opportunity.
这四十天的大斋期是个机会。
An opportunity to come to the foot of the cross.
让你能够来到神十字架的脚前。
An opportunity to hear Jesus say, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
这四十天是给你一个机会，让你可以来到十字架脚前说，听到说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
I invite you to meet Jesus at the foot of the cross.
我邀请你来到十字架脚前来遇见主耶稣。
There will be prayer partners at the front after this service, willing to pray with you if you so desire.
那在我们聚会结束之后，我们前面有祷告的伙伴，如果你需要人跟你一起祷告的话，你可以到前面来。
There will be special gatherings on Wednesday and Friday to gather together at the foot of the cross.
那在我们周三和礼拜五的时候，我们都有特别的聚会，让我们可以聚集在十字架的脚前。
But this week, let us each take some time to talk to God about His mercy.
那在这个星期，我鼓励你每一个人花一点时间跟神诉说，来到他十字架的脚前。
Let's arrive at Easter Sunday ready to celebrate.
那我们在复活节主日的时候，我们已经准备好我们的心，我们的心要来庆祝主的复活。
We only have 1 week left.
我们只有一个礼拜。
Holy Week.
圣周。
I beseech you, my brothers and sisters,
我恳求你，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Do not let this opportunity to find God's mercy and to share it pass you by.
不要让这个大好的机会，让你可以找到神的怜悯或跟别人分享的机会能够错过。
As we respond to God's mercy, let us sing together now, hymn 337, Pass Me Not.
我们接着用这首诗歌《求主怜悯》来回应，做一个回应诗歌。
Would you please stand as we sing?
一起起身站立。
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.